Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered I share my name with a band member for the Canadian band July Talk, who unfortunately for this podcast are actually really good. They're not shit. It's like they sound like Arcade Fire, Metric, all those Canadian bands. So look them up. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with a barista at Starbucks in Brisbane. Can you please welcome from the Fitbit podcast, it is Ben Lomas.
Yeah.
Are you actually that barista?
Yeah. I am that barista and things are going well for me.
I thought he said four funny people.
Yeah.
Oh. Get him started again. Get him in. Get him in. He's riffing. I love coffee.
Coffee.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with the vice president of MasterCard in New York City. Can you please welcome from the Phone Hacks podcast, it's Mike Goldstein.
Wow. Yeah. I'm coffee, you're MasterCard. Yeah, fuck this shit.
I've probably achieved more success though.
Who do you reckon slumming it when they look the other up on the internet?
Yeah. He's
doing it. Okay. Yeah.
Our next guest shares her name with a graphic designer in Melbourne who, with his own company called Pigeon Ward. Can you please welcome its comedian, Alex Ward?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was like, I actually have a graphic design degree. I was like, maybe that's just me.
No, there's a guy on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I say I'm a man.
Pigeon Ward, so I don't want to.
No one books female graphic designers.
Pigeon Ward is a better band name, though, than Pigeon July Ward? Talk.
July Talk. It's a bad July band Talk. Name.
Yeah, it's clunky.
Yeah. I don't know what July
June Whisper would be better.
August Shout.
July Talk.
August Shout is better than.
He's a shout out for the accountants. July Talk kind of sounds like it's the new financial year.
Yeah.
And we're just, oh, guys, we've paid our taxes.
That is
let your hair down.
You're right. That's a great magazine. July Talk.
So good.
And finally is a man who shares his name with an engineer in Melbourne who owns his own engineering company called Thornton Engineering, very creative. Can you please welcome from the Cheap Seats podcast, it's Dave Thornton. Yeah.
It's Bob Murphy's on it.
I was saying, sorry. So for those who don't know, it's football sporting podcast.
Well, not really. It's us just talking rubbish, if I've
got to
be honest.
You don't know what it is yet?
No, we don't know what it is. We're stretching our legs out in the internet.
Yeah.
And the good thing is about the internet, it'll let you know what doesn't work and then you can cut
but
that
Bob
away.
Bob Murphy is an ex-AFL footballer.
Yes.
Who was, you record in this studio.
Yeah.
He was here yesterday. I actually popped my head in to say hi. I wanted to meet him, but he was sitting where I couldn't actually make eye contact with him. So I just came in and said, oh, thanks for doing today, and walked out and didn't get to meet the great man.
Oh, he's a great man. He's a great man.
I did see you crap yourself a bit. He did come in and went, bye. Oh, and that was it. Scuffled off in his little July Talk way.
Oh, wow.
I would have spoken straight to him because I wouldn't have known who he was.
Yeah.
I would have just been bold.
You would have said, hey.
Looked him in the eyes and said, get out of my seat.
Yeah.
Power play him.
Go to the Chiefs.
Fuck. Now that's some July talk.
Right there. You know that.
Hey, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out a status update from the four of you and just buzz in and tell me who you think wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So the first one is this one. I was at the orchestra last night. After they finished a piece, we all clapped. The guy behind me clapped especially loud and said, that was good shit.
Ben.
He wasn't wrong. The bassoon solo was fucking dope. Yes, Ben.
I'm going to say that was Alex.
You are correct, yes.
Yes.
Alex, yeah, that was me. There's two bassoon players in an orchestra.
Really?
Yeah, I actually couldn't remember what it was called. I had to look up what's that like wood stick instrument with the pipe.
It's the best sounding one. It's
you
the
reckon? Best,
yeah, I love it.
It just sounds like a bong, what you Google.
Yeah. It looks like a bong. Yeah, what I thought was, I always thought the clarinet was so basic, like every basic chick in school played the clarinet. But after I went to the orchestra, I was like, it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I play the clarinet.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay. We've all got stuff going on.
Really?
Works really well for stand-up.
Could you still play it? Could you still play it today if we've got a clarinet?
Yes, I can. So I can play it. So currently, I've brought it back because I'm trying to teach my kids how to like just get into musical instruments. At the moment now, all I'm trying to learn is the song when you enter the Star Wars cafe.
Cantina.
I'm trying to learn how to do that. It's really hard.
How long does that song go for?
It goes for ages. It goes on the YouTube ad tutorial. It goes for like 2.5 minutes.
I can't even imagine you not talking for that long.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, clarinet's a great instrument. But oboe's a little bit better. But because when I went, I really wanted to play saxophone or oboe, but the school couldn't afford it and my parents couldn't afford it. So the cheapest thing is the clarinet.
Right.
So that's why you end up, so many people end up playing the clarinet because the other
calling
two.
All these poor kids basic.
So Lomas, you mean before the Fitbit pod,
yep.
You played the clarinet and were overweight.
Wow, your partner is so lucky.
The coolest guy.
Don't think of me. Hey, he also made coffee.
Made coffee. Yeah, yeah. Triple I made threat. A mean latte and I could do some scales.
Don't they make the overweight kids play the tuba?
Yeah. The euphonium.
No, too expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
French horn.
He's the German exchange student.
Yes.
Because you played an instrument too, didn't you, growing up?
I did, but I played the drums. So drums. That was cool.
I thought you played you're in the marching band.
So yeah,
the
well, drums so that's not yeah, as
yeah, cool. Yeah, definitely cool.
We played snare drum in the
you're
marching band.
You're in a marching band.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wore the plumage and everything. Yeah,
I love it.
Like you're in the French battalion in the 18th century.
Yeah, but at least we were in the fat kid with the clarinet.
You know what's really weird is when we started having clarinet lessons, the school can only afford one clarinet, right? So when we'd have a lesson, so the first lessons, it was just breathing exercises with phone books. We're like, this is great, but when the fuck do we get to play clarinet? And then we got one and we had to share it. And then the way we had to share, we had to pass it on to one another with the reed. But then you had like different headsets and that came out of no word of a lie, an AIDS box. It had AIDS box where it was like all the AIDS that you needed for the clarinet. Right. And it just felt so weird because you'd open up the AIDS box and then put another one and then hand it over and go, enjoy the saliva. You'd have to, it was fun.
Never share clarinets.
Yeah. No, don't.
So this was in the 80s, early 90s as well.
Yeah,
so
early 90s.
Open up the AIDS box expecting a pair of bowling shoes in there. That's
Oh, that's a great reference.
Thanks, mate.
Your stories are like babushka dolls of sadness. You just keep pulling one off.
Yeah, I just forgot about that. Yeah.
Question 2. Showing me the back of my head in a mirror at the end of a haircut is the same as getting me to taste test a bottle of wine I ordered. I'll nod, but I have no idea what's good and what's not. Yes, Mike.
Thorna.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Goldstein, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
You seem like a fancy haircut man.
You know, it's a fancy haircut. Is that a fancy haircut?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, when someone shows you the mirror in the back of your head.
I'll get that shit.
Not Jim's mowing service who just goes, right, give me it in cash.
I don't even get a mirror in front.
You just do the laneway.
Yeah. I'm just, it's Jim's mowing. Yeah.
It's so good. Once you finish with the grass, can you fix this?
Yeah.
I imagine Goldstein, when you get your haircut, it's like that opening scene in Shawshank Redemption. You're just getting deliced naked. Pushed through.
Yeah. It's a terrifying process.
You have been doing a podcast with a footballer because you mentioned Shawshank like you're in the footy record.
Yeah. Yes. Favourite movie. As you've always got to throw it out.
You get a lot of haircuts. Like you get one, every 4 weeks?
Okay, we're going to throw this out here. I reckon Jill, who do you reckon does it?
Who heads more haircuts?
Alex, I'll leave you as the adjudicator. Who do you think gets more haircuts between Jill and myself?
Oh,
I would
close.
Have said you, Thorno, but the way that you seem so sure of this question, is, I'm going to say
every 5 weeks for me. This is
hedge your bet.
I might cut
you
this out.
You both have product in your hair. You both have product in your hair right now.
Yeah.
To do a podcast.
I have to have product. Otherwise, it's just it's like a helmet.
For everyone listening, I'm wearing a hairnet.
Yeah. Question 3. Zoo time. We have the butterflies to ourselves. Where is everyone? Probably buying tickets to my comedy festival show.
Oh,
Hashtag
Ben.
The zoo. Yes, Mike.
Lomas.
You are correct. He has a point there for Goldstein.
That is very on brand.
Yeah, it's very on brand.
It sounds like a special needs toy. Zoo time.
Everything you've done today sounds like that.
We've been released. Yeah.
It's funny you say that because we recently dropped our kids off at childcare, and as we were on scooters, and we get to the train, and the train was coming. We're right in front of the train, and as the train came past, I was like, yeah, train driver, because I was trying to get them to toot for my kid, but my kids weren't standing next to me. They'd scooted off. So I just looked like a special needs kid just going, train. And even my partner was standing further away, and this guy's just looking at me going, oh, good on you, mate. You like trains.
Did you have the helmet on still?
I mean, he had the clarinet on his person.
Question for Dadsby, wishing it was Game of Drones. Am I right?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Wardo.
Yes, you are correct. Alex Ward there.
They love drones.
Goldstein's good at this game. It shits me.
Three in the room. You got a drone?
No, don't have a drone.
Are you sure you don't have one?
I kind of meant older dads. I feel like dad's 20 years on from you. Love a drone. You'll see.
It just seems so creepy.
Mate, I'm looking forward to it. There's plenty of things now I've just given into. Like you just.
Like what?
Have you noticed I'm reading a lot more plaques than I used to? if I turn up to a park, have you noticed that?
I have noticed. I've been reading the bottom of statues.
Yeah, you've been the bottom of statues, and you'll, if there's a bench, you're like, oh, whose bench is this?
I love a history of a bridge. Love a history of a bridge. Yeah. Oh, that's a real dad's move.
If we're going somewhere new, I'll see if there's a botanical garden there.
So speaking of statues, here's some information.
Here we go.
Not funny, but I'm sure the one thing people take out of this podcast will be this.
Okay. Save it for the Patreon then.
You know, if a statue of a horse, someone on a horse, if it's got one leg in the air, means the person was injured in battle. If both legs, they died in battle. Four legs all on the ground, fine, survived.
No legs, the horse was injured.
Got hit by a truck.
There you go. That's,
it was just a good barbecue.
Two legs in the air,
that person died in battle.
Yeah, right.
One leg in the air, they got injured in battle.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I dig it.
Oh. There you go. Question 5. As a kid, I thought all cats were female, all dogs were male, and all birds were non-binary.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Alex?
No, that was Mike Goldstein there. Another point for Goldstein.
Yes.
Really? You use the vernacular non-binary, isn't
it? Well, as a child, I think that's the joke.
In fairness, in marching bands, you look all non-binary. There's no gender in a marching band.
True. Yeah, it's true.
You also all look like birds.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of feathers and, you know, goose stepping.
Do you still have the gear?
What's that?
Have you still got the outfit?
Like, no. Like,
you dress up for a naughty night? Date
the
night?
Worst role play ever.
Bring out the drum.
Ben, you can't borrow it.
Good fit in it.
Who wants to hear Sweet Home Alabama?
Here we go. Oh, God. Where do the drumsticks end up?
And you're just doing laps around the bed. Can you just come to bed?
Do you still have to call your primary school friends? Like, can I borrow the top of the clarinet?
Can I borrow it? Please. I've still got it. Yamaha brand, anyway.
Jeez, you're doing all right, aren't you? Right.
Question 6. If people got notifications when you screenshot of their posts, I'd have very few friends.
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Thorno.
No, that was Goldstein as well. Another point for Goldstein.
This is killing me. I really lost to Goldstein last time. And now he's doing quite well. Anyway.
You'd have a lot of notifications. You'd have a lot of screenshots on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. I think this has come up on my podcast. All comedians have screenshots of we're all shit talking in private. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about. I was talking about this actually. Comedy's Michael Schaefer. I was talking to him about this, where we said, you know, there's always talk of a union. You know, in comedy, where it's like, if we all got together and we could possibly work on the rates of what we get paid for gigs and all this kind of stuff. But then you realize all it takes is for someone to release a screenshot from a private comedian's group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Where you'd be like, really, you want that, dude? Well, look what you said about X. And then it would all just come unstuck because they want to just be releasing all of theirs.
It's a cascade of shitville when it does happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm in no secret group, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I've only heard about him.
I don't even know my login.
Don't worry, you're spoken about.
Yep, I'm definitely sure. I'm well aware. Because someone told me a great one is like, as a comedian, even if you're shit talking someone, just know that somewhere else someone's shit talking you.
Of course.
And
of course.
It's like, and once someone told me that, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes complete sense. I'm fine.
Yep. Question seven. Speaking of groups, if you're in a WhatsApp group with your mates and burn someone so much the other mates text you to tell you how funny that was, you deserve to take the rest of the day off. Yes, Ben.
That is Thorno.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Ben Lomas.
That was,
yes.
That was a great post.
You were happy with that?
I was really happy with that.
I think I commented on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I was happy with that one.
Question eight.
Cool.
If I'm staying at your place and you have a detachable shower head, you better believe that for the duration of my visit, my asshole will be sparkling clean. Yes, Alex.
That's gold standard.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes, a point there for Alex.
It was the last few words that got me. Asshole. I was like, yeah, that feels gold.
Sparkling clean.
Yeah. All of that just felt very on brand.
I'm sort of annoyed that got me a point.
Why?
It's your asshole.
All right. Yeah, but it is sparkling clean.
Are you still staying there?
Oh, no. Well,
it may not be.
This is interesting. Okay. Obviously born in America.
Yeah.
How long have you lived here for now?
Oh, 15 years?
Yeah. Asshole. A-double-S-H-O-L-E or A-R-S-E?
Nah, stick with A-double-S.
Yeah,
that's wild. It was A-double-S in the
yeah,
tweet.
Yeah, arsehole just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Get the drop.
I actually think asshole with an R is a lot harsher than
really. Yeah, asshole. Totally. Yeah. Asshole.
Ass. Yes.
No,
it's cleaner. Ass.
Question nine. A table of white women at a BYO Chinese restaurant are louder than anything else in the world.
Ben.
Oh, Dave.
I heard Ben first.
Alex.
You are correct, yes. Put there for Ben.
Jeez, white women and dads. You are hammering people, Wardo.
Yeah.
I'll take you all down. Well, I feel like I don't even need to elaborate. Just go to a Chinese restaurant tonight and sit near a 21st. God.
No, yeah. I reckon a 50th is louder than a 21st.
That's true, as long as it's still all white.
Or you go for the early session at 5:30 and it's just kids.
And
parents.
Yeah. I think it's definitely just that they can drink a bottle of white wine each within half an hour.
And
then it's on.
Last question for the round. There's a Spice Girl for every type of person. Posh, the rich and pretentious. Scary, edgy creatives. Ginger, fun-loving optimists. Sporty athletes and sports fans. Sporty athletes and sports fans. Baby pedophiles.
Ben.
Dave.
Yes, Ben.
Alex.
No, it was my girl.
I knew it.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say me too. I was like, oh, someone's going to say me.
But I was just reading his face. Yeah, he's got a very good poker face.
Haven't totally you picked up the rhythm of how Goldstein works? Yeah. Fine. Worst sentence you've ever read. Yeah.
That's my stand-up, too. Yeah. You've seen me do a gig.
You've got to listen to the end.
Yeah. You've got to wait for that. Yeah. But the whole time you're like, is it me? Hang on. And then he goes, anyway.
At the start, I thought it was Thorno.
He was just grimacing because I butchered it.
It was too long for Thorno. Yeah.
Formulaic, that's exactly right. And then straight away, I was like, well, it's not Lomas.
Yeah, it's too long.
That's too much structure.
I'm two sentences and I'm done. I'm too busy playing the clarinet.
I love big trucks and low masses.
At the end of that round, the scores are Thorno, 0 points. Didn't get off the board there, mate.
Nah, it didn't.
Right. Come on, man.
Alex got 1 point. Lomas, 3 points. We're in the lead on 6 points. It's Mike Goldstein. Yes.
Get out of our country.
Your drum.
This round is called Friend Shit. Now, new round, old rules though. Now, we all have those friends that we fall out of touch with. Yeah. And this round, we talk about one of those times when the friendship ends a bit prematurely. And today we're talking about Mike Goldstein. Mm. But why has one of Mike's good friends, a guy who was meant to be a groomsman in his wedding, stopped talking to him?
Ooh.
Was it A, Mike's friend honestly believed a post Mike put up for his podcast, The Phone Hacks, about September 11 and how Mike has finally forgiven Muslims? Was it B, Mike posted under a photo of this guy's newborn baby, photoshopped, and the guy called him up saying how upset the guy's partner was and Mike needed to apologise? Mike did apologise, but still the guy has not forgiven him? Or C, Mike posted a naked photo of this guy on the toilet to their Facebook group for their 20-year high school reunion? One of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you can to try and get the truth out of him. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What year was the 20-year reunion?
It's the end of this year.
So you would have posted it recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when?
This was...
Liar!
This was a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he reacted poorly.
Yes, he reacted very poorly, so much so that he's not coming to the wedding anymore.
So when is the wedding?
The wedding will be mid next year.
And when do invitations go out?
Yeah, when are they coming out?
And the wedding is way closer to where is he in America?
He's in America.
So the wedding is actually way closer to where he will be than anyone from Australia.
Yes,
because if you're down at Groomsman, I'm available.
Oh shit!
Can play the
come to Hawaii next year. Oh yeah,
okay, they'll call you for the band.
Can you walk down the aisle? Play the cantina music from Star Wars. That's what we want.
So how do you know this mate?
We grew up together. I've known him since we were about 5 years old.
In Kansas?
Yes.
Right. So that feels like it's plausibly a place that could breed racism. So the first one.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but has he always had those strong views? Like it.
Yeah, Kansas, very right-wing, very Republican. And
so how do you stay friends with people like that? Like, I always find that.
Well, I mean, I've known him since I was 5 years old. So,
so you just don't talk about politics and stuff?
No, and if we do, it's, you know, it's just an argument, but we've been, you know.
Mates for so long.
Yeah.
They just pull out the marching band outfits and go,
hey,
this bridge. Hey.
Exactly.
Yeah. When was this baby born?
The baby was born a year and a half ago.
Yeah, what's the baby's name?
Mark.
Sounds a lot like Mike.
Yes, same.
Well, he changed it. One of these situations.
And was it one of those black and white photos?
No.
No. So why did you say it was photoshopped?
Because it just looked like a healthy, good-looking baby.
and your mate isn't.
What's that?
It shouldn't look like a healthy baby.
Well, he just like, you know, everyone does the corny, the congrats beautiful. And all this shit. And then I just Photoshop just sent him into a rage.
Funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Under someone's baby photo.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine I'm starting to go with that one only because I can imagine, you know, this is our world and we hang out and we comedians, we're quite harsh. But as soon as the outside world enters that world, which is what social media does, people can get pissed off.
Yeah.
So you're crossing the boundary.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do feel it's one of those things like that's funny, the Photoshop one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, parents can be uber sensitive.
Yeah, totally.
Super sensitive. Especially if you're living abroad and they haven't seen you for a while and they're like, oh, man, I haven't heard you from you for ages and now you're giving me a crack online with my kid.
Yeah.
Who you haven't even met yet.
Yeah.
Especially because his wife is like has hated me forever and she is.
You're that mate.
I'm that dude.
I'm that
influence.
Were you at his wedding?
No, I didn't go because I don't like her. So it's a whole.
And also, these answers are doubling down.
Also, they have a baby. They have a baby. It might be hard to leave to go to a wedding.
I reckon he's just looking for an excuse not to go to Hawaii.
That's true.
Yeah.
Does he do that thing, though? Because I hate being the mate that, you know, your best mate's partner doesn't like.
Right.
Because your mate will blame his nights out on you.
Yeah.
You know, like he's the one who's like, I really want a night out. Then has one who's like, oh, you know what Mike's like?
Yeah.
Couldn't pull him back. And then she hates you more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're the escape goat for every big night out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's also the mate when you start drinking, like he says, oh, you know, marriage is the best and I'm so in love and I love my kids and all this. But then once he gets more drinks in him, he's like, I fucking hate my wife.
And oh, my God.
It's the worst. Well,
we can think of a lot of people coming to you. Yeah.
So any questions about the naked photo?
See,
I feel like you did it, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
I just can't
step away from the second one.
Yeah.
Because I reckon if you don't talk about politics, he wouldn't get too harsh on you if you then decided to forgive Muslims, which you haven't, and that's on record now.
I posted it on Facebook.
All right, so what do you reckon, Dave? A, B, or C?
I've gone with B,
Photoshopped. B, Photoshopped. Ben Lomas?
B.
Alex Ward?
C.
The correct answer was C. A point there for Alex. Yeah. One or two points.
I just wanted to be different, and it paid off.
I actually realised our view was tarnished because it's just two fathers gone.
Yeah, I know.
Photoshopped?
We were supporting each other.
I definitely believed you did it. I just didn't know how annoyed he would be.
Oh, he lost his mind. Like, he was even, like, threatening legal action. Because so it's a photo of us. We went out drinking in San Francisco, like, 10 years ago. And we got a photo of him taking a shit butt naked, right? So I'll show you the photo after the podcast.
Please do.
Yeah. And we've, you know, been sharing it around in the group ever since. And, you know, and then he started this Facebook group because he was the senior class president of our high school. So he started the reunion group and for some reason made me an administrator of the page. So I changed the cover photo to this photo of him naked taking a shit. He eventually found out. I took it down after whatever, a half hour. But, you know, like you could see everyone who had seen the photo. And when Bing Chen, a Chinese exchange student, when it said Bing Chen has seen this photo, like all the guys in the group were messed. They were like, you got to take it down. This is fucking, this is too funny, but it's fucked. And I've since come to find out he's, my mate, is running for political office. And he somehow thinks this photo is going to hinder his aspirations. Good. Yeah.
I can already see some kind of headlines like Kansas City Steamer or whatever they're going to call this thing that sinks his political career.
Yeah, it's insane. If anything, though, it humanizes more, you know? Like, people are like, I'll vote for this guy. He shits.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
You know, literally draining the swamp.
You can also click your heels. You don't have to go home. You can just sit down and take a shit.
Donald Dump. All right.
At the end of that round, the scores are Thorno still on 0 points. Yeah. Okay, Alex, you're now on two. You doubled your score in that round.
Thank you.
Lomas on 3 points, but way out in front at 8 points. It's Mike Goldstein.
Oh. Lost the best friend. Though,
so. Yeah. Whatever, worth it.
All right, this round is...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good. Yeah, nah, yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get it right, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you can ask them as many questions as you want. Okay, so to Ben.
Yes.
When Dave was working in radio, the actor Jared Leto came in and before the interview was using an oxygen mask. His people said he was very particular about breathing clean air at all times. Dave, though, knew it was full of shit because he had seen him in the car park smoking before he came into the studio. Yeah or nah? Ask him as many questions as you want.
Okay. Now, so you saw him in the car park smoking. Now, we know perfectly well you're not allowed to smoke in a car park.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is that what you do before a radio gig?
What?
I'm nailing this. I'm really confused by my own question.
I don't know how to answer this now.
Okay, so what were you interviewing him for?
He was for his band, whatever it's called.
He's got a band.
30 Seconds Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and they were doing a concert here.
This may prove why I'm still not working in radio. What's that thing that you do, Jared?
And he was wearing an oxygen mask. Did he have a bottle? Did he have like a little bottle with him? Like,
yeah, those canister things.
Yeah, was he holding it?
Yeah, and it was like he pulled it along with him. You know what I mean? Like a person that looks like they got emphysema.
Yeah, wow.
So this wasn't when he was like doing like prep for Dallas Buyers Club when he lost all that weight. Needed an oxygen mask.
Because it wasn't out. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was just going method. I was just so odd. Like he's an odd cat.
He's okay. Did the interview go well?
It's always hard for me because I find out about these people just before they walk into the interview. So I'm clouded by the fact that I'm trying to mentally catch up to what they're doing. And
is this point Fev just having a cigarette as
Fev
well?
Fev wasn't there yet.
Oh, Fev wasn't there
yet. No. They could have talked about that. They could have had some kind of connection in that. But no, it was just Fief, myself, and Dan, who used to be our old anchor. But he was really... It was like it feels like in everyday life he's like Bono on stage for you too. Like he says, there's a lot of if you can dream, you can achieve. And you're like,
yeah, but you've had such a charmed life. Yeah. Look, I want to believe it, but I don't. So nah.
You were going to say nah. You are correct. Yes, that was a lie. Point there for Lomas, but it was based on a truth. You did interview Jared.
There's a morsel of truth. What happened was he was coming in for the interview. I was standing out the corner in the airlock, which is where all the producers and stuff are, not in the studio. He walked by and I went, hey, Jared, how are you going? Put my hand out. He fist bumped my hand away and just went, yeah, cool, man. And then just walked into the studio and he sat down. He's like, right, we're going to start this interview. And then I walked in like, yeah. I'm wow. So no, it didn't go well. I was like, you're a tool from then on in.
Yeah.
I have heard since he's a germaphobe, and suppose that he does that to everyone, he won't shake your hand.
Still, right. Just say to someone, sorry, I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Mike's a germaphobe.
We are. I am, but I'll still shake.
You just got your little hand sanitizer, right?
Yeah, I just use that.
Do you?
Have you always been a germaphobe?
And your shower head.
And with my shower head with my sparkling clean asshole. I guess to a degree. But then since the advent of little hand sanitizer bottles.
You're fine.
And also comedy has made it worse. Like if I have to host some gig with fucking 20 open mic dipshits that have been just jacking it all day.
I tell you what, he's got their number.
There's not enough hand sanitizer in the world, you know. Like, yeah. So that actually
you're just
emceeing
in a bio suit.
I would love to turn up in a hazmat suit for fucking gigs. That'd be ideal for me. Yeah,
tough day at work.
Oh, and you know how you see like Asian tourists wearing the yes. surgical mask?
Yes.
Like I used to go, oh, that's so weird, but now I see it, I'm like, fuck, they got to figure it out.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Yeah,
man,
I'd do it.
I hate those ones, those surgical masks that aren't surgical masks. They're literally being built to cover the average person's face and they're black.
Yeah.
I've seen those ones. And it's no, now you look like a bikie. Yep. Like a bikie on a Harley Davidson strolling down the Bruce Freeway on some meth.
All right. So to Dave, when Alex was 20 years old, she went to New York City and as she got out of the airport, had a guy ask her if she needed a cab. Alex said yes and the guy said, come this way and grabbed her stuff and put it in an unmarked car. Alex asked if this was a real taxi and the guy just said, we don't have time, let's hurry. Alex wasn't sure and the guy said, we don't have time for this. Got into his car that contained all of her belongings, her money, passport and clothes, and just drove off without Alex. Yeah or nah?
Okay, after this happened, did your father call him up and say, I'm a man of a certain set of skills?
nah, my dad would have just called him and been like, hey, Broncos are on Friday. 6, if you want to come around. I was not in contact with anyone. I had my phone, but I was freaking out.
So were you on a 20 years old?
20 years old.
Are we talking Kentucky? Actually, are we talking travel? What are we talking? Like?
Actually, 19.
There you go, lie. There
you go, Josh. Almost 20.
Almost 20.
No, I was going over to visit my brother who was staying in New York at the time. It's my first time flying overseas by myself as well.
What's your brother's name?
Tom.
Oh, there's a bit too long a pause.
That took a long time. And I was like, just thought you'd know my brother.
I do know your brother. Yeah. Just wanted to trip you up.
I was like, what is this?
Can they smoke in car parks in New York?
Because we all know you cannot smoke in car parks. Yeah.
No, as if I would do that. I mean, I feel like, I don't know.
Okay, give us the vital stats of this guy because you would have been freaking out. How tall was he?
Tall. I mean, everyone's taller than me. It was like 6 foot.
Color hair?
Dyed?
I think dark.
Was it dyed or natural?
I honestly don't think I have memory of his face. I just have memories of a car driving away.
False.
You are incorrect. That was true. But there's more to the story.
Yeah, I feel like if you'd heard the rest of the story, you would have been like, oh, yeah, that's probably happened.
Well,
I
could have asked you more questions.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
So, that's true. So it's actually on him. I think you should be.
Show's a good show.
There's a reason why he's got 0 points.
He drove off without any of my stuff, with all my stuff. I just had my phone in my hand and I was like, oh, no. And so I'm just freaking out for like 10 minutes. I just start crying and I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm screwed.
Did you have the passport or did you have your passport?
No, I put it in I had it in my backpack and I sort of, as I was very slowly gathering what is going on, I just put it in the boot like it was my first time traveling by myself. And then he drove off and I was like, oh, no. Like, and I just went over and stood on the side and was like trying to figure out what to do. And I sort of tried to talk to this cop lady that was there and it was classic, like she just goes and then was like move aside and then just push me aside and I was like, oh, I'm done for. But then he, about 10 minutes later, he came back and he's like, sorry, if I stay in the car park too long they charge me $10.
Right.
And he's like, so are you getting in the car or not? And I was like, oh yeah, I'll get in the car.
What? So you then got in the car.
I got in the car because he'd just come back after 10 minutes and was just seeing.
Well, he had all her stuff.
Yeah, and he had all my stuff. So I get in the car and then as I like go to Manhattan, he gives me like a pretty good tour. He's like, so that's that, driving. He's like, show me stuff. And then I pull up. It probably cost like 10% more than a regular cab. And as I knock on the door, my brother's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, don't get in one of those unmarked cabs. He's like, because they're not the real cabs and they're illegal. This is before Uber. So, but that's what happened, but everything was fine. But I did, for 10 minutes of my life, think that I was just going to have to live at the airport.
What that's amazing. Yeah. Especially like everything, like your part, like the whole point is to keep that shit with you.
And also only being 19 years old as well.
Yeah, and the amount of cab drivers we walked past that could have gone like, he's not a real, he's not a registered cab driver. But instead they were just like, there's a sucker.
And you go, I guess, I suppose I'm here now.
Yeah.
Well, I lost that, but it sounds like in that situation, you lost it.
So point there for Wardy. So to Alex, when Mike was in high school, he and his friends used to sneak into the staff room, open up the staff fridge and just shake up every can in there. Only once did they see the results of this when a science teacher on duty was walking around looking like she had pissed herself. Yeah or nah?
So the science staff room?
Yeah. No, just the general.
Just one stuff,
teacher's lounge.
Teacher's lounge, yeah. All right. When would you sneak in?
Usually during, when we would cut class and they would all be teaching.
High school, obviously. Yeah. I don't know how it works there. So there'd always not be someone in there?
Well, generally, you could see through the little panel window thing.
What type of sodas did they have?
There was a lot of Sunkist was popular. There is everything, you know.
When did you find the time between band practice?
We'd cut class. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we would also kick in toilet doors and try and get photos of people taking shots.
No one suspected him. He just put on the marching hat.
And then when you took a photo of him having a shit, it all came.
Full circle.
You put the big marching hat on. He's like, is that a beaker?
Yeah. It was like the dorsal fin.
As you're literally playing the Jaws music.
Exactly.
Would you do anything else in there?
We would steal food. Yeah.
From the fridge.
Oh, yeah. Because we were little degenerate assholes. So, yeah. But the shaking things up and then the result we were very happy with.
Yeah.
Where would you hide to see them come out? Or do you think that there was a chance that person did just piss themselves?
Oh, possibly. She was a bit strange.
What kind of teacher? She's was a science teacher?
Yeah.
Maybe she saw you shaking it. She was like, finally, an excuse to piss myself.
And she just loved that. She just loved that we were doing our own experiments. You know?
Yeah.
So good.
Got us so excited.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say no.
You are correct. Yes, it was no. I believe Alex.
Did you actually shake up the sodas?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just made all that up. Yeah. I thought that's something Goldstein would do.
Very good at making
it. Good job, Jill.
It is.
I figured you might have done it, but you just didn't see it if it ever got.
Also, it's a great American teen story.
Just shake up the can.
Yeah.
We would do that.
And then we would fuck a pie.
Then travel across the country to get a home video.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see why went across the Pacific to come to Australia. There's a lot you needed to leave behind.
I'm escaping.
Make
my
a
pass.
Pact to lose your virginity. You're the one who did it.
Exactly.
You're 12 prom, baby.
Okay, so to Mike. Now, Ben's kids are not sleeping. So in a rage, Ben ripped up his own bed sheets. He then told the kids that he had been attacked by a tiger, and Ben and his kids spent the next 15 minutes looking for this tiger. Yeah or nah?
Well, okay, so your kids aren't sleeping, so you rip up your own bed sheets?
Well, kind of. There was a little hole, and I was tossing and turning, and they just ripped.
There's a little hole.
Yes.
What do you and your wife use this little hole for? Are you Hasidic Jews?
take that back. So you know, like it was just like old bed sheets, and I had my nails hadn't been cut, and I just ripped it and tossed and turned. It was a rip in the bed.
Okay, so but I don't get the relationship between your kids not sleeping and you tearing your bed sheets apart.
Well, so they keep waking me up throughout the night, and I was just so shitty. Yeah, so they just come into your room, right? And I was just like, I was just cracking the shits. And so one morning they were like, we're awake. So I just ran in. I went, you won't believe what'll happen. Tiger attacked me in the middle of the night.
But I thought they were in your room. So
No. I was just pissed off. I just wanted to get back at them. Uh-huh. So I was just like, you know, this is the reason you're all waking me up. But, you know, it's also waking me up. Fucking tigers in the house. And then they didn't believe me. And so they just came in.
Yeah.
And then they believed me when they saw the ripped bed sheets.
How old are your kids?
5 and 2.
5 and 2.
Because the 5-year-old at first didn't believe it. Because she's just like, Dad, whatever. And the 2-year-old's like, nah, fucking shit's going down.
Yeah.
And then I love it because she goes, I don't believe you. And it's like, well, come check it out. She goes, well, hang on, let me get my magnifying glass. Like, they're going to be clues.
Right.
Yeah, and then they we freaked out and we spent the next 15 minutes looking for the tiger.
So right. Is this in the middle of the night or this is in the morning?
In the morning, in the morning. So
in the morning. So
yeah. And because tigers attack at dawn, mate. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then now are they sleeping better through the night?
No. Yeah, my wife took me aside while it was all happening and just went, can I have a word with you? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And then it was just like, now they're terrified of. So it did backfire.
Because she's not happy with the ripped up bed sheets.
No, no.
What kind of thread count are we talking about?
Look, we just had them for a long time. And yeah, they're just, on my side, I don't know if you're a tosser or a turner, but, they wear out. Oh, among all the fucking we do.
Uh huh.
So, yeah.
Right.
You're a conundrum, Goldstein.
Am I?
Just pure filth and then thread count.
Yeah, I know. And I don't even know what thread count would be. What's a good thread count?
What is it, Egyptian cotton?
What are we working with here?
What's a good thread count?
Yeah, I don't know that either.
800's good.
800? What about 850? So,
is that what you're going to say? You're going to say 850?
No, he's had some corporate gigs.
You wouldn't be able to I know you're getting fit, but you wouldn't be able to root through 850 thread count.
No, totally.
That's too many threads.
Can you go like 1,000? Is that?
Yeah.
What about 2,000?
850 is like fine. 1,000 is good.
Alex is fucked up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so angry.
All right.
I'm going to say no. Bullshit.
You are incorrect. Oh. It was true. A point there for Lomas.
Come on. Damn it.
Very good.
You ripped up your own sheets.
No, I had it just, there was a tiny hole and my nails were sharp. So I just ripped it, right? Yeah. But then it just turned into it. Because what happened next is they came in and they shat themselves. And then my son just ran out but then came running back in wearing a helmet going, I'm fucking ready to do this. Like, right. You want to take, but then I stupidly went and got the Bluetooth speaker and put it above the fridge and then teed up a lion noise.
You look like you could play the lion in. Yeah.
So I just really, I really pushed it way too far.
Like reindeer at Christmas.
Yeah.
You've done a bit of.
Yeah. Because the whole time I thought, this is fucking hilarious. But then my daughter's absolutely shitting herself. And my son is just really keen to just find this tiger and kill it. And then the whole time my partner's just in the shower just goes, can I have a word? I put down the kids 6 nights a week while you're out gigging. And now you're going to make them terrified of going to sleep. I was like, fair enough. So,
So they went to the zoo. He killed a tiger, brought the head in, and go, don't worry, guys, we got it. We got our man. Oh. All right, at the end of that round, scores are Dave Thornton, 0 points still. 0 points. Alex Ward, 4 points. Ben Lomas coming back on 5 points and didn't move that round. 8 points still, Mike Goldstein.
Yes. Getting close.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who Who. Who Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you. Four, if you think you know who it is. Buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. If you like, you get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Damn, I hate that.
Can't buzz in for your own ones. Question one. Who here had an audience member taken away in an ambulance during a show this year?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Thorno.
Yes, he did. Yeah, point there for, yeah. Correct. That was in Adelaide.
Yeah, woman, literally 10 minutes ago on the show, and she just started leaning. Because they were a retiree couple, so they did stand out a little bit, and I was having a bit of fun with them.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes to go on the show, she just was leaning forward with a blank expression on her face. And her husband, who was so Australian, who I talked to, I think his name was like Frank or something. I'm like, is she okay? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I think so. And I'm like, I think she's dead.
Jesus.
Genuinely. And we had to go get first aid. This was in Adelaide, so you're in a tent at the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
And a lot of people do act like that in Adelaide.
Yeah. At my show, yeah. I'll play some money. And then, she got taken out and, even on the way out, I'm like, I just hope she's okay because I legitimately thought she could be dead.
Yeah.
And her partner's just like, well, am I going to catch the rest of the show?
Yeah.
I was like, how's this guy making jokes when she's almost carked?
Was she okay? She was okay.
She was. Everything was fine. He was good. And then he's like, can I get my money back?
Fuck.
What?
I was like, this guy doesn't give a shit. Yeah. The husband was just making jokes the whole time, even though the fact that his wife had passed out.
Was it a heart attack in the end? Or
no, she'd given blood the day beforehand, and it was a bit. Yeah. It wasn't really hot. That was the thing that threw me off. But she, that was weird. That was super weird.
Real low blood pressure.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
It was like one of those ones where it's not even fun. And I'm the only one who cares because people in the audience were a bit like, is this the show?
Yeah.
It's a bit of
he's actually killing.
Yeah. Write a review.
Question two. Who, when they catch a cab, always tell the driver that they used to be a cab driver?
Mike.
Date.
Yes, Mike.
Lomas.
Yes, you are correct. Yes. A point there for Goldstein.
Do you?
I was trying to do my poker face. You fucking read me.
I know.
Yeah, so this has been a lie I've been doing for about 15 years. When I get into a cab, I like to pretend I used to be a cab driver and tell all the stories of the good old days back when it was profitable.
So,
what, do you make up different ones every time?
Oh, man, I've got so many stories.
Do you do this just for your own fun or think they're going to not, like, take you the long way around?
No. I just do it because, like, I've just built up a wealth of stories that it just turns into, like, this mini weird play where I can just talk about, you know, my longest fare or when my friend Vishal bought a plate, but, you know, he hasn't been able to sell it for much. It's the I'm just curious how much I remember of the stories I've made up.
Right.
And those callbacks. And then I just want to see how far I can push it. And then they've got questions to ask. Because one guy didn't believe me, and I was like, well, ask me anything. And then I was just like, oh, actually, I know quite a lot because I've made up quite a lot.
Do you ever get caught in a lie, though?
No, not yet. Okay. I've been absolutely loving it. Because now you can talk about Uber. Uber, that's wrecked it for the industry.
I've been caught in a lie because I hate saying I'm a comedian.
Yeah, so you say something else.
I say graphic designer, and then one guy asked me, oh, what platform do you use? And I was like, I don't know, the good one? You know?
If you want, you can say that you can say you're Pigeon Ward if you want.
Oh, yeah, Pigeon Ward.
I'll give you that.
You can use mine because I still use mine. Like, I used to say town planner, but now we've reached to an age where people actually have planning questions about their property.
Yeah.
Now, if someone goes, what do you do? I go, I work in local government. No more questions.
Yeah, that's what you want. No one gives
you say local government, no one gives a shit.
See, I say I work for the project, and then they either really love it and want to talk about Waleed, or they don't want to talk to me at all. It's the best.
Oh, that's a good one as well. Yeah.
All right, next question. Who here was their year 7 sports captain?
Mike. Dave.
Yes, Mike.
Wardo.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
Okay, this is starting to he doesn't get a point for that.
Why?
I don't know. Damn it.
So is year 7 primary school still in?
Year 7 primary school. It was definitely a popularity vote.
Big one.
Because I just said that done. I reckon we can get McDonald's at lunchtime. And they were like, she's in for sports captain.
That's give great.
It to them. Yeah, I told all my little brother's friends to vote for me as well, so. It really wasn't. It wasn't a fair win.
See, in primary school for SRC, every kid was like, "We're going to try and get a water slide in the playground." And it's like, "Yep, you got my vote." That's what everyone in Brooklyn primary school.
You never have to deliver because kids forget. Yeah. Like, the next day.
I remember a couple of years above us, one guy was pegging for captain of our high school, and he just said he just quoted Arnold Schwarzenegger from Predator. He goes, "If it bleeds, I can kill it." That was his literal speech. Had nothing to do with anything. It was a landslide, and then the teachers reneged on it. They're like, "We can't have this. This guy's no good."
Oh, don't get involved.
Democracy
was.
We had it where one guy was like, we had like house colours, right? You become the captain of that house. You did sport and theatre. And I remember he did his like speech where he's just like, and he was like, "Guys, look, I reckon I can get the most for our house." And then just got cut off by someone going, "Mate, you shat the bed at camp. We're not voting for you."
That was it.
And they just shut him down. He's like, "Fair enough, you won't vote for me." And they just stepped out.
Sports captain's a pretty good honorary role, though.
Yeah, especially in primary school.
No that's responsibility.
That's it.
Right.
You just get to be chant. In charge of the chant on sports day. I was yellow.
Yellow.
That was my colour.
Yellow. Green.
It's a bad colour, really. Yeah. But that was great. And then high school, I was a prefect. Real nerd.
That's nerdy.
Mm. We get to sit on seats if you're a prefect, whereas anyone else had to sit on the ground at assembly.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. None of this means anything to me.
Well, you were too busy just doing laps of the oval, mate.
In American high school.
To the nerds.
Yeah. We just have active shooters.
Sorry, we nominated him, so he gets to do it.
Question 4: who sometimes sleeps in their car?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I've got to answer some one of them. Sleeps in their car. I'd say Lomas.
You are correct. Yes, it's Lomas.
I just thought because his lack of sleep.
He sleeps in his taxi.
Sleeps in his taxi.
With the fare on. How much of it
do you shower? I was like, oh, God, hearing back from Geelong. I do. Occasionally like to have a nap in the afternoon in the car.
When you're at home?
Yeah, because the kids are running crazy. We live in a small house. And so I just sort of sneak into the car and have a sleep. And at first, yes, it does look like I'm homeless. But some of the dads in the street have caught on. And they're doing it as well.
What, they're just spooning you?
Yeah, they're just in the passenger seat. Night, mate.
Fortunately, one's in the garage with the engine running. That's right. So here we go. Question 5. Who here was a lawyer? Who's a lawyer?
Dave.
Ben.
Yes, Dave.
It's definitely not me.
Mike.
Yeah, he is. Or was.
I was annoyed because I knew that. Yeah. I was
honestly going to, and then I was like, oh, yeah, you're a graphic designer.
I was thinking about you napping in the car.
Yeah. how long did you study law for?
Well, so that was a 4-year degree. Yeah.
But you were actually practicing law. Right?
Yeah, I practiced for 2 years and then quit to pursue stand-up full-time and fucking look at me now.
But of all the people in this room who possibly could have some litigious problems,
yeah,
it would be you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So you can defend yourself.
And what did you represent myself.
What kind of law did you practice?
Corporate and commercial mainly, and then...
So you're doing contracts and stuff.
Yeah. Real boring shit. Mining law in Perth. It was real boring.
That's right, you're from Perth.
Yeah.
God, you could have made a lot of money.
Oh yeah, totally. But
you chose the arts.
Yeah.
So you studied here in Australia?
I did. Yeah. Well, I did a year back in the States, and then I finished the degree, the arts degree at UWA, and then did the law degree straight after.
What the?
Oh no.
What did you major in your arts degree?
It's just arts. It's just like English lit.
Stand up.
Painting.
Yeah, stand up.
Just
yeah.
Say it. You went to comedy
Riffing.
School.
Riffing.
Joke writing. Zizzle zazzles.
Question 6. Who won an Officeworks Easter raffle? Who won the Officeworks?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Alex.
Yes, yeah. You are correct. Yes.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Can't believe you even entered
Officeworks.
It.
Officeworks. Oh yeah, they were like... They were just, I don't know. I was going through a breakup. That's why I ended it. I was just doing this thing where I was like the yes woman, you know, yes man. I was like the yes woman. I was like, yeah, I'll enter it. Why not? Nothing matters.
What'd you win?
Like 3 huge baskets full of stationery and chocolates. And I had to like go get
my car. I'd love that.
I had to go get my car to go pick it back up because it was so much stuff. But yeah, I was a real hero that day. And sent a photo to my ex.
That's great.
You left huge mistake. Massive mistake.
Look at me now.
Question 7. Who once woke up on a roundabout in Amsterdam?
Dave. Mike.
Yes, Dave.
Ben.
Yes, Ben. Sure.
Remember the story you told me?
Yeah.
When you had gone pretty hard in Holland.
Yep.
At a nightclub.
Yep.
I just loved the bouncer's reaction, which was very Dutch.
Which one? There's so many.
When you are steaming, your shirt's off, you're going nuts. And it, rather than like a bouncer from any other country that just says, right, you out, he's just like, do you need some help?
Are you okay? I think I was going off my head and it was like, you know, like it's that thing where it's like, I'm Dutch. I can fit in. I can speak the language. Yeah, I've got my shirt off just seeing the beds are burning at the top of my voice going, how fucking Aussie am I right now? And that night I landed on a roundabout and I passed out and I woke up going, I don't know where I am. And my phone is dead and I'm there next to the bike. And I was like, this is fucked for 2 reasons. 1, I don't know where I am. And 2, I left the house without a bike. And I'm like, whose bike is this?
So it wasn't your bike. You just didn't have a bike.
But there's bikes just everywhere.
No, but you have to like, I mean, you can pick them, but like they're all locked up.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Or they've got a back lock. You can't just pick one up and go. But I was just like, it's quite a nice bike. And then I got home at 6 o'clock and it was like, because I have 2 big nights out when we go up with the kids there. And then like when I came back in and it was like, Maya's like, just go straight to the bedroom because I don't want the kids to see you like this.
I thought you must have been like 18 in this scenario.
I was 35.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's been a good 18 months being sober.
Kids, a tiger stole my wallet. We've got no money for the rest of the holiday.
Question 8. Who was such a fussy eater when they were a kid? They influenced all the other kids in their class to also give Mike. Up fruit and vegetables. Yes, Mike.
Wardo.
No, that was Thorno.
And I actually didn't know it was him. I was basing on his kids.
Yeah, Freddie's got the same curse. Terrific.
And does your mum love it? Because I was really fussy as a kid, and my mum loves the fact that my kids are fussy.
Yes.
Yeah, my mum took me to the doctor as a kid because I would only eat vanilla ice cream. That's all I would eat. And the doctor said, we'll just let him eat vanilla ice cream. And it was the best day of
my life.
No. Yeah, because the doctor was like, we're a Western country. No kid's going to starve to death in Tasmania in the 80s. So just feed the kid ice cream. If this is such an issue, just feed him ice cream. And I was like, this is the greatest.
Yeah, but the same thing. My mum went to the doctors and he's like, well, he'll get nutrition somehow.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I had a horrific, I refused to eat fruit, vegetables, any of it. And she thought peer pressure would kick in once I went to kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I was like,
back in the day.
But then I turned all the kids. I just went, no. We're not supposed to eat fruit and vegetables, and they all turned.
Oh, wow.
But what is it with parents just enjoying the parents enjoying the pain?
Like my
mum's like, oh, I love it that they don't sleep. You're like, why are you getting off on this? Because I went through hell with you. Like,
yeah, because the chickens have come home to rest, yeah, haven't they? Yeah.
They just love it.
Yeah. Next question. Whose dog shared the same name as an alleged sex offender?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Alex.
No, that was Dave Thornton there.
Correct.
Probably.
Rolf.
Rolf.
No, it wasn't Rolf.
No. The Maltese Cosby. Shih Tzu Terrier.
Little Cosby.
I want to see how many you can rattle off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
little Louie.
Yeah, yeah. Little furry Weinstein running around over there.
No. It was Kobe Bryant, because I was a huge basketball fan, and Kobe Bryant was put up. Would that have been convicted? No. He worked it out of court.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Hang on. I didn't even know about this about Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, in the early 2000s.
Yeah, apparently raped a woman, paid it out of court, and that's why he and Shaq had a massive falling out, because he said, I should have just did what Shaq did and just pay everyone off. So it didn't go to court.
It was one of those weird situations where he's like, I didn't rape this woman. And then like, but you're married. Oh, yeah, I cheated on my wife. But and it was just like he fobbed it off, but. Yeah, my dog has been neutered, so someone with the name Kobe suffered through that whole thing.
Yeah. All right, and our last question for the game. Who once photoshopped me out of their comedy festival poster?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah, it's you. You don't get a point.
You know, genuinely I thought, which one of these three? And then I went, it's me. I tried to get in earlier to get some points.
So good.
It was my last post was called Lean Into It, and I literally, it was funny, the photographer's like, just fall back, and it just looks wrong, and you need someone to hold you up. And there was one of the younger girls was working at Token. She was there, and she's tiny. And then the who else was there? It could have been Emma here from Stupid Old Studios.
Yep, and Evan Monroe, who also Stupid Old Studios. Yeah,
yeah, and like these girls, like, I'll hold you up, and I was like, you won't. Falling back on them, thinking this is really going to cause trouble.
So he went and found the biggest guy he knows.
It's worth a point, isn't it?
Yeah, fresh from a haircut.
Lucky he got me in that window. All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Dave Thornton on 3 points.
Yeah, I got there, guys. I got there.
Alex Ward on 4 points. Ben Lomas on 6 points, but our winner on 9 points. It's Mike Goss.
Yeah. He wins again.
Was very close though.
I know. I fucked it. I went for the win.
Because you win, Goldstein, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. Your podcast, The Phone Hacks.
Yes, The Phone Hacks podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. We are doing real great and stupid shit where we hack people's online. Whatever, socials, and get into it.
Even moving outside of comedians as well.
Oh, yeah, we had Mike Goldman on recently, and we convinced the world that he was squatting in the abandoned Big Brother house. Daily Mail picked it up, and he got a call from A Current Affair, and then all these publications, and now all his Insta stories are him begging people to stop asking if he needs help because he's not actually homeless.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Whereas poor Hot Dogs, who he's living in there, can't buy a trick.
No one's giving him a shout out.
Thotto, where can people find or listen to you or see you?
Same thing, the cheap seats. This is all just rattling off different podcasts we do, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yes, same as Mike, in all places you find podcasts. Let's see, the last episode we did what does he call it? An AFL peer test?
Peer review.
Thank you very much. Where you ask someone what to stop doing, what to keep doing, and what to start doing, which he did with his partner. And it almost tore his relationship apart.
We did it with each other.
And yeah, it almost.
And then you made out.
Probably. You'll have to listen.
Next episode, you're going to do what the Adelaide Football Club did on their like team building exercise.
Yeah, do some fire walking and torch the souls of our feet.
Listen to this podcast theme for a whole bus ride. Anyway. Lomas, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Ben Lomas Comic, and also check out our podcast that I do with Dilruk Jaisinghe, Fitbet, where we just sit around and interview people who play clarinets.
And Alex Ward.
Man, look, I recorded one podcast trial. I can't be bothered editing it. So we'll see if that comes out. Otherwise, just follow me on Instagram or Twitter. What do you know? Otherwise, I'll be up in Brisbane doing doing the gala. There's a Melt Gala queer gala. Sweet. And that's a cool. Big show. There's probably heaps of tickets for that. So if you're in Brisbane, come to that.
If you're in Brisbane, go to that. Hopefully I'll be up very soon in Brisbane as well. Hey, thanks for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Until next time, bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.